Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Hello, welcome to the 56th episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. Today, I'm excited to share a case study conversation I had with Louise Thompson. Louise is an amazing leadership coach. I feel so privileged to have clients who show up in such a big way and really, really go for their dreams. So you are going to hear Louise's story in this case study call, and I cannot wait for it to inspire you to take that next step in your business. Hi, Louise. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with me. I'm so excited to hear from you because, as we were just saying before we came online, we haven't actually spoken in a couple of months now. So I can't wait to hear your news. So do share a bit about yourself and, yeah, tell us about you and who you coach.
Oh, thank you, Jo. I'm Louise Thompson. I'm a leadership and careers coach, and I now coach anybody that is invested in becoming a better leader. So you could be an aspiring leader or a new leader or an established leader in any corporate profession. But my background and where I started in coaching, where I'm still very active, is in helping corporate communications professionals. So I worked in the field of corporate communications for over 20 years, became a director. And I know that there are so many communications leaders out there that need a bit more support in terms of reaching their full potential as leaders. So that's one of the areas that I focus on, as well as coaching people that are invested in their own leadership development.
Love it, totally. And tell me when you joined the business of coaching and what was going on for you at that time.
Yeah, so it was last summer, I think, last June or July. And I hadn't been coaching as a business for that long. I'd been qualified for several years, but I'd still been working in my role and then decided to go out on my own. So I was probably about 7 months into it and things were going okay. And, you know, I already had an established LinkedIn following and I was kind of sharing value on there and I was using my network to start getting my first couple of clients. But I know I really needed momentum and I also needed support. So what they don't tell you when you train as a coach, A, they don't tell you anything about marketing your business, which we'll get onto, I'm sure. But they also don't tell you that if you're working by yourself, it can feel a bit lonely. You know, I'm an introvert. I still find it a bit lonely to work by myself all the time. And the idea of your program, which was really supported group of fellow coaches, you know, at the same point as I was in my career as a coach, it was just really appealing to me.
Yeah, totally. And can you remember at the moment or before you made the investment, yeah, what were the sort of frustrations and what was the turning point of you thinking, yes, I need to do this?
It was just getting a consistent stream of clients. And I think it's, you know, when you're a qualified coach and you have a niche, so my first niche was communications professionals, I knew that I could help them and I knew that they needed my help. And I was just frustrated that I couldn't quite make that consistent connection with people in terms of actually, have you thought about coaching? Here's how coaching could help you. Here's how I could help you. And that was the turning point for me, like knowing that there was this kind of untapped market for me as a coach, but also network of people that I could genuinely help through coaching. And I just needed some support to help break through that, I think.
Yeah, totally. And what was most helpful for you from the program?
Genuinely, the support of the community. And that's, even though I've finished the program, that is still ongoing today. And that has been like super. And I would say that your approach, you're so welcoming. And again, when you are starting out in your business, everything feels a bit overwhelming and some things are really scary. And you just really helped make it just a really pleasurable experience. You were really welcoming. You were reassuring. And I always knew on calls with you, whether it was the group call or one-to-one calls, that I would get something out of it that I could go and apply in my business. And I just really appreciated that. And honestly, it did, you know, I work in communications. I know a fair bit about what good communication looks like and some marketing techniques, but I learned so much on your course in terms of marketing, sales, all of that kind of stuff. Again, the stuff they don't teach you when you're actually training to be a coach, which is the bit you need after to go and make it a viable business. So that was really helpful.
Oh, amazing. So nice to hear like that feedback. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, what has changed since then? Tell us about your life now.
Yeah, so things have been busy. So I actually had a really busy summer last year, which was surprising to me because it was the middle of the summer holidays, but that was a good time in my business. And I started to pick up momentum in terms of communications leaders that were ready to coach with me, which was great. And then I made a decision towards the end of last year, 2023. So I think it was November time that I wanted to take things up a gear again. And as a 47-year-old, I will confess, I was already spending like quite a bit of my downtime on TikTok anyway, as a viewer of certain things, mainly cute cats for my daughter. But I knew that I could potentially use a vehicle like TikTok to try and build a broader audience. And I know you've had coaches go through your program before, like Kate, who have been wonderful and they're so successful on TikTok. I knew I had to find my own way of doing it and my own approach. So I set myself the challenge of setting up a TikTok channel, posting every day from November. I did a special series in January, which was tips for the year ahead if you want to get ahead in your career or as a leader. And that's gone really, really well. And I'm really pleased because it's helped me broaden my audience.
It has. And I remember when you first started and you were like, oh, I've only got 20 followers. Could you guys follow me, please? And then the following
week. Yes, exactly. Time, yeah.
100 this week. And now, tell us how many you have currently to date.
So I'm about 100 shy, I think, 27,000 followers. So about 27,000 followers at the moment. So yeah, it's been amazing. And what I love about TikTok, and people will love it or hate it, what I love about it is it's kind of visceral, it's immediate, you can get access to the real people. And I just love doing those videos every day because I know I'm sharing value and I set my own boundaries around it. I do it every work day, I don't do it on the weekends. And I've managed to build a really lovely community on there of people that respond and engage in the comments. They talk to me and I've actually succeeded in getting clients from TikTok as well. So it's been really fabulous.
Yeah, totally. And talking about clients, tell us more about what your client rota looks like these days.
So it's busy for one-to-one coaching, which is great. And I still coach a lot of senior communications professionals because that was my career for many, many years. And I will always be invested in supporting their leadership journey because they have specific challenges working in that profession that I hope I'm uniquely positioned to help them with. But through TikTok, I've now reached a broader audience of aspiring and new leaders. So I now work, it's amazing for me to say, I work with people all around the world in all sorts of professions that just need some hands-on leadership and careers coaching. And that's, you know, another thing about TikTok, isn't it? It's global and it's just been brilliant. Of course, what you realize is that so many of us have common challenges that we face. Doesn't matter where we are or what roles we work in. So imposter syndrome is a big one for me at the moment, working with a lot of clients on that. So yeah, it's been fascinating.
Yay, I love it. I love it. Yeah, gosh, I need to get on TikTok. You and Kate are encouraging me slowly, slowly.
It's not scary. And Kate, obviously Kate Waterfall Hill, she's TikTok famous. I mean, I'm nowhere near that level and she's so clever and funny, but I think you just have to find your own style, your own way of doing things. You know, I try and give, you know, heartfelt, authentic advice, and that's what I can do in showing up there, and hopefully that resonates with people.
Yeah. Oh, I love your TikTok. As I say, I've been looking.
Oh, thank you.
With my family. So, what was your biggest takeaway from the program?
I think the biggest takeaway for me was realizing that you do need a viable audience to actually market your services to. And that once you've built that audience, you then need to, if you haven't already, and I hadn't, I kind of assumed I knew how to do sales. I didn't know how to do sales. And that was some of the techniques I found really valuable from your course were the discovery calls, the sales techniques, and just generally understanding actually the value, the specific value I have to offer as a coach how I can use that to connect with people, how I can grow my network and my audience so that I can help as many people as I can. And just the general support of the group. Like, I really do miss Tuesday afternoons because that was, you know, that was the time for our coaching program. And I always came away, whether it was just our group or whether you brought in external experts on different areas, I was always scribbling furiously and I always came away with notes and learnings and insights I could use. So it's super valuable.
Yeah, you were so committed. You genuinely showed up at like every call, I think. And I'm
such a good student. It's ingrained in me, Jo. I'm such a good student. Yeah. Yeah. No, I loved it. I loved it. And I got so much out of it that it became part of my week. Mm. It was a non-negotiable for me because I knew I'd learn from it. So,
lovely to hear. So what's next for you, Louise?
Well, onwards and upwards, I hope. So I'm still doing a lot of one-to-one coaching and that will continue. I just launched my first online masterclass through TikTok, which is all about overcoming imposter syndrome. And that was the first time I've really tried something like this. But again, I know it's a topic that so many people struggle with. Doesn't matter what they do in their careers or even the stage they're at, they can be really senior. They still suffer with imposter syndrome. So more masterclasses, and that's an accessible way of working with me. And then hopefully later this year, launching a group program. Yeah, so there's a lot to do and a lot to explore. But I think that's the beauty of having your own business. There's always more you can do, and that keeps it exciting and fresh as well.
Yeah, totally. You seem like a completely different person, I think, in terms of confidence and your authority in the space and everything. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's interesting because I think I would have thought of myself as a confident person, but actually I was at the point in my business where I was starting to doubt myself a little bit. I hadn't gone that far down the rabbit hole, but I was just starting to doubt, could I really make this work kind of month to month and get that consistency? So I think that's another thing that your group kind of helped with, is understanding that everyone's got their challenges and that you can lean on each other. And actually, I would say for anyone that's struggling with confidence, so something like TikTok is great because the discipline of having to record a video. So I do 5 a week, 1 every work day. I don't tend to script them. So I just kind of do them off the cuff. So the discipline of having to show up and do that. And I would say even when I haven't even felt or looked at my best, you know, I have bad eczema. I talk about that quite a lot on my TikTok channel. So even on those days, I still have to show up and do it. And that's really helped my confidence because it just becomes a practice. It's me being authentic. And that's been super helpful as well.
Yeah, great learning. Thank you so much for sharing. And who would you recommend the program to?
To anyone that, you know, did what I did, so qualified as a coach, knows they have something of value to offer, but hasn't really considered the full range of, you know, marketing techniques and sales techniques that they need to in order to build a viable coaching business. So it's one thing getting qualified. It's quite another to build a consistent business. And I think that's what your program is perfect for, because it helps people get really clear on what they could offer, why that's valuable, and then start to understand and implement the tools and techniques that will help them grow and connect with the people that they want to help.
Amazing. Thank you. And what should others know about working with me?
That you are super approachable, super kind and supportive. And that's really, really important because, again, I think when you are in that space where maybe you're doubting yourself a little bit, you just want someone in your corner, but you do offer challenge as well. And you've done that for me, you know, when you need it, just either a reminder or a, you are going to do this right because you told me that you were going to, and you need that. And that's what we do as coaches, but you can forget it. You know, you can forget those things when you're working for yourself. And just really inclusive, like you just create an atmosphere where everybody feels able to show up and be themselves and commit themselves to the process, which is wonderful.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much, Louise. You were an absolute pleasure. And it's just been amazing to watch you grow and can't wait to continue to watch you become the expert in your space, because that's what I see you as already.
Thank you so much, Jo. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Isn't Louise brilliant? I would love to hear what you learned from that conversation and what it has inspired you to do differently going forward in your business. I think for me, the key points were that showing up and doing your marketing will actually build your confidence. So rather than waiting for the confidence to appear first so you can do your marketing, know that it comes the other way around. Doing consistent marketing builds your confidence. I also think great points Louise made is it's not just knowing what to do, like we all generally might know what to do. It's actually being inspired to do it and to have that reminder and have that community of people that believe in you and remind you every single day that you can do this and just give you one small action to take each week to make you an even more powerful expert in your field. So they were my learnings. I would love to hear yours. Do share with me on social media what you learned from today's episode. And if you would like this kind of support, that is what I do inside my program, The Business of Coaching. Do get in touch with me if you want the strategy as well as the care and the support to build a sustainable coaching business. You can drop me a line on joanna@joannalockcoaching.com to ask for more details, or you'll find more details on my website, which is joannalockcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, and I'll also link in the show notes as well. This month I'm doing a 12-month payment plan to make it really easy for you to start and get the support you need right now, rather than wasting lots and lots of time and money trying to figure this out on your own. So like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalockcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, joannalockcoaching.com. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.